There's a machlokes beit hillel beit shammai gemarim brachas nun alof amabez in the Mishnah that based in terms of what is the seder har kiddush every Friday night. So beit shammai omer mevarach al hayom v'achak mevarach al hayayin. You make the bracha on makadesh shabbos, then you make the bracha on the wine. And beit hillel omer mevarach al hayayin. You make a bracha on the wine, and then you make the bracha on Mekadesh Shabbos like the way we do. And the Gemara, they go through different reasons why. The one reason Beis Hillel gives is because Tadir v'sheino Tadir Kodim, that we make Bori Paragafen all week long, and we only make Kiddush once a week usually. So that's just the Mishnah, the Gemara. There's a famous Slach where he points out as follows. We know that Kiddush is min haTorah. However, as we mentioned, whether how much of Kiddush is min haTorah. There's only Kiddush min haTorah, as Kiddush al hayayin min haTorah, even drinking. So, let's assume he's saying, so if you assume Kiddush is min haTorah, Kiddush al hayayin is min haTorah. So, he says, the Sach is, we have a Gemara in Zvachim, Reish Parakat Tadir, who has the question, Tadir Mukudish Eze Adif, which one takes precedence? So even though the Gemara seems to leave it at Rishus B'yado, but so according to the Yishalmi, he seems to learn this is the Machokes, Beisilo Beishamai. Beisilo says Tadir beats out Mukudish, and Beishamai says Mukudish, but that's not the way the Bavli learned. So the Slach asked, it says it's logical to assume that a mitzvah min haTorah like Kiddush is a mitzvah, is a deraisa, so that's Makudush. And Bori Paragafen is only Drabanan. So, how come then we don't make Kiddush Mekadesh HaShabbos first and then we make Bori Paragafen? Because Kiddush is Makudush. It's a din daraisa. So the Slach is forced to say, or that's a shita anyway, that is Raya, that Kiddush al Yayin is only da Rabbanan, in Achinami. We already Yotze, as we'll see, that's the famous Kash of the Slach. How could men come home and make Kiddush for the wife? A wife's also chayiv min haTorah. So the answer is, he tells the wife to daven. But the issue is, Riyote, with like the Magen Avraham, says that Riyote in the Tefillah is Mekadesh HaShabbos, and therefore our Kiddush is only Drabanan, so it's Drabanan, Drabanan versus Drabanan, so Tadir wins. And so according to the Slach, it's a tremendous Kiddush that comes out. Not that you don't say Kiddush in davening, now it might be a Kiddush, but a much bigger Kiddush is, let's say, it could be a man. Let's say someone, a man or a woman, he says it by a woman, but it could be anyone, a woman who's not, usually doesn't daven my erev, and let's assume she's home alone, she's making Kiddush. So it comes out, she's chayiv in Kiddush min haTorah. So therefore, according to the Slach says, according to him, it would come out that a woman should go like Beis Shammai, first make Mekadesh HaShabbos and then Bori Paragafen, because it's Tadir versus Makudish. So that's what this, but the Slach is assuming that if you have a Deraisa and Drabanan, a Deraisa should take Kadima because it's Makudish. The Shagas Ari disagrees with the Yisod, because he has his own, because he brings down the pre-chadash shita is the first two parshas are daraisa. And what's his proof? Because the Gemara says in Brachas Av Yud Gimel, Amar Yeshua ben Karcha, why does Parsha Shema come before Parshas Vayam Shemoa? Because we want to makaba ol machos shamayim before we makaba ol mitzvahs. So the Gemara didn't say, so that the Gemara gave a reason, because kabos ol machos shamayim beats kabos ol mitzvahs. The Gemara could have said simply, you do Parsha Shema because Parsha Shema is daraisa. Vayim Shemoa is Darabanan, so working with the sheet that only Parsha Rishon is Daraisa. So it's Mashma from here that the Pri Chodesh, as we see from here, must be this, both Parshas are min HaTorah, and it must be they get, then we have to come on to another reason. That's the Pri Chodesh is assuming. However, the Shai Gazari says no. You could even assume that Parashat Shni is Darabanan and Parashat Rishon is Daraisa. And it's still a good question. Because even though Parashat Rishon is Daraisa, doesn't mean it gets Kadima. And what's the Shai Gazari's Raya? How do I know? Because look at Kiddush Friday night. Even though Kiddush is Daraisa, we still make Boer Pri HaGafen first. So we see Drabanans can have Kadima over Daraisas. There's no type, so the effort's no Raya. Really, they could both be, it does, the fact that something's Daraisa doesn't make it more, doesn't make it, it goes first. So according to the Shagra Saye, according to the Noda B'Yehuda, the Schach, it's Mashma, well, he says that a Daraisa takes precedence over Drabanan, therefore he has to say that Kiddush is only Drabanan. According to Shagas Ayi, the Kashas and Teretz, we see from Kiddush, but the fact that Boer Pri HaGafen is Drabanan and Kiddush is Daraisa, we see it doesn't make a difference. And therefore there is no Kadima. So that's a machokis, the Shagas Aryeh and the Srach, whether in general a mitzvah deraisa by definition gets kadima, not. And the Pri Chodesh seems to go like that, because he says the assumption is they're both deraisa. But even the Shagas Aryeh says, even if parashas, the second parasha is only in Durabanan, it still doesn't mean you do kadima. The Raya is that we do Kiddush first Boer Pri HaGafen, and then we do, which is Drabanan, and then we make the Kiddush, which is the Oraisa. What does it do with the Nodu? So maybe he holds whatever, so that we could explain the person. However you want to answer how a husband could be yotzer for his wife, but let's assume he didn't have kavana, and therefore he is fulfilling. People don't have kavana, and therefore when you make Kiddush Friday night, you still have fulfillment in your daraisa, and therefore